And let me introduce you to Massachusetts State Representative Byron Rushing. I've invited him on the show here because one of the things I try to do on KMOX every afternoon is spot trends of things that are happening elsewhere in the country that I know are going to come here. And I've been right about a couple of these. When I heard that Hazleton, Pennsylvania was passing their illegal immigrant law, I said, some town here is going to do that and try to go down that same path. Boom, Valley Park followed suit with them. I was the one who told you about other states that were kicking up cigarette taxes in an effort to fight against smoking. Boom, Illinois is going to do that. And on and on and on. There are myriad examples of this because I keep an eye out on things that I see elsewhere and I say, we're going to get that here in the bi-state pretty soon. Here's one that is starting up in the state of Massachusetts that I think you may see coming to the bi-state. I don't mean it's going to be here tomorrow or next week, but possibly in the next year or so. And it is a new law that this representative, Byron Rushing, wants to pass. And it would stop people from discriminating against fat people. Fat people in the workplace, fat people in all parts of their lives, would be added to the list, I guess, of groups that you can't discriminate against. Of course, you can't do it based on gender now. You can't do it based on race. You can't do it based on religion, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Should fat be added to that list? Representative Rushing, thanks for joining us this afternoon on KMOX.
Oh, thank you very much for inviting me.
What's behind this for you?
What's behind this?
Are you a fat guy?
Well, no.
Okay. I'm a fat guy, so when I hear fat stories, I go, ooh, well, I got to pay attention to this. You're not fat, but you're fighting for me.
Right. Let me first say that the law that we have proposed is a law against discrimination based on size. So it's both height and weight.
Okay.
But it came about because of a number of complaints that I have heard and other elected officials have heard about discrimination based on size. People go to who feel that they have been inappropriately discriminated against. Usually it is around employment. When they go to the place where they think they should go, I assume that you have some sort of commission against discrimination out there. They go to that commission against discrimination, and they're told that there's nothing that can be done because they are not one of what are described as the protected group.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is an attempt to deal with that kind of discrimination, to give people who have clear instances of that type of discrimination preventing them from getting employment or some other kind of opportunity that they should have, having a place to go for relief.
Okay, so when you say clear incidents, you're telling me that there's somebody who applied for a job or maybe had a job and was up for a promotion, and they were told to their face, you're not getting this because you're fat.
They could be either told to their face that, or they could be given another reason, but that other reason doesn't hold because they discover that other people who have been given that other reason do get employment or do get the promotion.
Okay.
See what I mean?
Do you see this as a civil rights issue?
It is absolutely a civil rights issue. I mean, it's a civil rights issue in this regard. We should not have – the reason why we have anti-discrimination laws is because we do believe in our society that people should be able to advance based on their – on merit, on what they are able to do. And that people should not be told they cannot advance, they cannot get jobs, they cannot be served in certain places based on aspects of their either their beliefs or their appearance that have nothing to do with them advancing, have nothing to do with their opportunity. And so anytime you have those barriers placed in people's ways, we are not being a democracy. We are not being a democracy in the sense that we are not giving opportunity to everybody based on what they are able to do.
All right, I'm going to include some phone calls from my listeners here, 314-436-7900 and toll-free 800-925-1120. You introduced this about a decade ago for the first time, and it didn't go anywhere. You have now reintroduced it, and what's the reaction been now?
The reaction has been that I think that over the past several years, and I think you're absolutely correct in your introduction to this segment, over the past several years, people, more and more people, have been willing to talk about this discrimination. This is probably one of the aspects one of the discriminations in this country that is permissible. I mean, it's permissible in the sense that it is still permissible to make fun of people based on their size. Now, it's interesting that there is a difference, I think, in most people's concepts of discrimination based on size when it has to do with weight than when it has to do with height. And that's because people think that people's weight has something to do with their lifestyles. But no one argues that people are short because of their lifestyle. And so what's interesting is that we can come up with excuses about why we should discriminate against certain people based on weight. But if you are able to do all the things that someone who weighs 100 pounds less than you can do, if you can do all of those things, and why should you not be, say, a receptionist in a law firm because you weigh more than average?
All right, but putting height and weight together, and you just said, you know, nobody would say, okay, you're short, it's okay to discriminate against you, but it would be okay to discriminate against you because you're fat. I think most people would look at it that because they'd say, okay, well, this person is only 5'1". He's a very short guy. Or he's, you know, extremely tall. And they would look at that and go, well, that's genetics. That person didn't have any choice in how tall they turned out. But people do have a choice in how wide they turn out.
But that is, now that, and that raises a very interesting question about weight. If you talk to most people who have done analyses of weight in the United States, they will say that most people who have worked to reduce their weight are not able to do that. They are not able to do that. I mean that we have a whole diet industry that is based on the fact that it's not going to work.
Yeah, but that's because Nabisco is better at that what they do than Jenny Craig.
Well, I mean, but now the question is if I want to be, what if I want to be 50 pounds overweight? When I say overweight, of course, I am reacting to what is a cultural definition of what average weight should be. And if I want to be 50 pounds overweight, and I'm 50 pounds overweight, and I can do all of the things that I need to do to do a certain job, should I be discriminated against that?
All right. Can I take a couple of phone calls for you? Would that be okay?
Absolutely fine.
All right. 314-436-7900, toll-free 800-925-1120. It's the Paul Harris Show on KMOX. Massachusetts State Representative Byron Rushing is the one who is trying to pass this in his state, and I will tell you that if it goes there, other states are going to follow, and eventually Missouri and Illinois and others will be part of this discussion, and so we're starting it a little bit early here on KMOX. And Barry, you're on the Voice of St. Louis. Hi.
Yeah, I'd like to know, where is this going to end at? You know, I've got two small businesses. I've got a trucking company, and I can't have some big guy climbing in out of my truck and having a workman's comp claim. What about insurance? I've got insurance for my other employees. What happens when they start having too many claims?
Byron, what do you say to that?
Well, I think that what it's important to understand, and I suspect that this is true for your for whatever state you're in right now, for your anti-discrimination laws, and that is that if you have a bona fide occupational qualification that requires someone to be a certain weight, then you certainly would not be accused of discrimination if that is a bona fide occupational qualification. That means that if there's anybody who has the same problem getting into the truck or out of the truck who is not that weight, right, that you don't hire that person either.
But you know what? This is America. This is the home of the free. This is where we encourage entrepreneurs to start a business. This is my business. I don't want the government telling me who I can hire and who I can't hire.
Although the government,
no. You have to. That argument has already happened. So I'm sorry, you can't have that argument anymore. No,
because the government. Hold on, both of you. Because Barry, the government already does tell you here are several protected classes. You can't discriminate based on race, gender, religion, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And what Byron is trying to do is add height and weight to that list of protected classes.
There were people in Mississippi who said that because they had businesses in the 1950s, it said that they had businesses and they could say who could come in and eat in their restaurants and who could not. And most people in the United States said that was not correct, that was not right, and most people supported having civil rights laws passed in this country.
All right, Barry, I'm glad you called. Jacob, you're on KMOX. Hi.
Paul, I'd just like to insert one thing.
Yes, go ahead. Hold on, Jacob. Go ahead, Byron.
I'd just like to insert one thing, and that's to say that there's one state that does have this law.
Okay, what is it?
And that's Michigan. Michigan has had this law, actually, for about 12 years, and my first proposal for a law was modeled on the Michigan statute.
And do they get a lot of lawsuits based on Michigan?
No, they don't. They get very few, because one of the things that, of course, this kind of law does is it raises the idea of discrimination, and people have to think about it.
You think it changes the mindset?
I think it does change the mindset. The point is, we shouldn't have to have any anti-discrimination laws. I mean, everybody in the United States should work on the assumption that people should be able to operate based on their merit. If you can do a job, you should be able to qualify to apply for that job. You should not be discriminated against if you have the skills.
Jacob, go ahead.
Sorry, thanks for taking my call. I just want to say, I think the real difference here is the fact that this is a life choice, and as opposed to someone who's African American or white, they're not, you know, they're born that way, so obviously you can't discriminate against that. Whereas if you're, like, way overweight, it's a life choice. And if there's an alcoholic out there who says, I mean, that's a life choice too. And so let's say he gets drunk every day before he goes into work, and they fire him. They say, you can't work here because you can't fulfill the tasks that we ask you to do. Well, there are some people that honestly are just so overweight, they can't fulfill the tasks you ask them to do at several different jobs. And I think it just changes the whole issue because this is a life choice. It's not like how you're born. I mean, being obese is something that you choose by how much you eat.
I think that you said the key words, and that is, can you perform the task? And I'm absolutely not attempting to get people to be able to get jobs that they cannot perform. I'm saying that there are people who are being discriminated against because of the way they appear before they get the chance to test if they have the ability.
So, in other words, a receptionist somewhere, or a nurse somewhere, or an attorney, or a talk show host, or somebody who doesn't have any kind of real physical demands on their job, their size shouldn't matter, is what you're saying.
That's exactly right, and it should not be used as an excuse. You see, I think that people should be able to be tested. The first people who in Michigan, the first cases that came up were cases of in law enforcement where people argued that there were arbitrary decisions being made on height, and they felt that the height decision that the arbitrary decision made on height was not rational, and if people were given the opportunity, then people who were in this case, in that case, it was people who were 5'7" were not able to apply to be police people.
Okay, let me go to the phones for one more call for you before I let you go, Byron, and that's Jason. You're on KMOX. Hi, Jason. Hello.
I got to tell you, I don't know where this guy's coming from, but he's way out.
He's coming from Massachusetts.
Well, he's in left field, and the reason why I'm saying that, I own a couple businesses. And for him to dictate that I have to hire overweight people, that only does one thing. It causes my overhead to go higher, and it causes me to go ahead and lose clients because I got to pay higher insurance. And there's no way that some guy like him is going to dictate to me that I got to hire somebody who's overweight, who's unpresentable and causes me to lose business.
Byron,
what kind of business do you run?
I have an advertising agency.
You have an advertising agency.
That is correct.
Right. And then what's the maximum weight that you think a person should have in your advertising agency?
I think the person should be present themselves well.
Mm-hmm.
And I also
You mean talk well.
And I also
You mean talk well.
No, I think he means looks.
And I also think they should go ahead and have be a healthy person. People who are overweight do it by choice. They do not.
Is there a height that you would that you think is presentable that is not presentable? Is there a height that's not presentable?
No, height has nothing to do with
no,
it.
No, but ask me, is there a height that's
height
not
has nothing to do with it? I have people who are short and I have people who are tall. I have people who are in between. The thing is, when somebody is overweight, they have health issues. And when you have health issues, that costs me money. And when that costs me money, that means I cannot go ahead and stay in business because my overhead is going to go higher.
And, Byron, I think that's what you're going to hear from a lot of employers, that they are worried about exactly that.
But the point is, you cannot test people. You cannot test people and discriminate against them based on what you think is going to be a health problem for them if they're not overweight. Can you?
No.
Can you?
Well, you know what? We have a guy in Michigan, since you mentioned them. We have a guy there who started the whole trend of saying, you know what? You can't smoke for me. You can't smoke if you work for me. Even on your own free time, you're not allowed to smoke. I will not have any smokers working for me, regardless of when they put that cigarette to their lips. So, yes, you do have employers in this country who are taking into account exactly that question that Jason is bringing up here, which is his own health insurance for his employees.
That's right. And the question is that fair? You see, and I don't think that's fair, because I think that gets you to the point where you can start to do genetic screening of people. If you can, there are lots of conditions that people have that, on statistically, you could argue that the chances are that they are going to get a certain disease. Now, should all of those people be discriminated against by this gentleman in hiring?
All right. Jason, I'm glad you called. And Byron, I really appreciate your time today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Byron Rushing, a state representative in Massachusetts who's trying to push this bill through there. Michigan already has a bill and has for more than a decade now. If it happens in Massachusetts, it'll happen in other states, and eventually it will come here. And we'll come back with more of your reaction in just a moment here as the Paul Harris Show continues on News Talk 1120 KMOX.